All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Single Saints Who Try. This week is just a short episode with a little message that I heard earlier this week that I want to talk about. So I was in a really great meeting last week for singles, and it was actually for singles 26 to 35, which I thought was kind of a unique age demographic, but it was really fun. And there was a few speakers there, but the keynote speaker was Garrett W. Gong, and he is a leader in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he just had such a great message. So I thought it was so great for singles, and his message was that it's our responsibility to be the vaccination for loneliness. Now, I'll let that sit in for a minute, and mind you, I want you to use your pre-COVID brain. This isn't political, so I want you to use the definition of a vaccination being a cure for something and not a hidden agenda or anything like that, whatever your take on it might be. But when you think about a vaccination being the cure for something, this is just such a great metaphor. We are the vaccination for loneliness. You are the vaccination for loneliness. And I love this for so many reasons. Firstly, because there are so many types of loneliness. Yes, there is loneliness in the romantic sense, but there's also loneliness at home in terms of friends, at school, at church, maybe even at work. Maybe you're lonely in terms of not finding people with the same outlook on life as you, or the same priorities as you, or passions, or standards, whatever it is. Or maybe you're lonely because of your struggles. You feel like no one can relate, or they make it hard to be around people. But the cool thing is that we can assume that if we are feeling lonely in any sense, so is somebody else. And who better to help out with this than us, than you? Because if we know how painful being lonely can be, why wouldn't we be taking every chance we can to not let someone else feel that way? Like all acts of service or charity, this requires us to get over ourselves a little bit for a minute and think about others. But thinking of others in this way has the potential to be life-changing, honestly, for the person that you're serving and for yourself. That's what's so cool about this metaphor of being a vaccination. Just the simple act of sitting with someone that's alone or genuinely asking someone how they are. Not only are you giving them a momentary cure for their loneliness, you're also curing yourself. So how cool is that? Not many things in life work like that. Now, we'd think this would be common sense, but it's easy to get wrapped up in ourselves and our own feelings and struggles, and it's easy to become that bump on the log that sits alone just waiting for someone to come up to you. But you could cure your own problem in 2 seconds if you just looked around for who we could sit by. Does this mean that you're going to be soulmates or BFFs with everyone that you meet? Maybe not, but that's not the point. At minimum, you filled yours and someone else's cup for the day and made someone else feel seen. And at maximum, you continue to grow a circle of great people that you know now, and you get excited to see them. There are so many ways that we can act as the vaccination to loneliness. Sitting by people or talking to them is just one of them. The Savior needs us to be his hands here on earth, right? And we're all equipped with our own strengths and talents, and we can put them to use with just a little bit of effort. So, for example, you know, if you're having a sad day, instead of dwelling on yourself, maybe take a minute to think of a few people that we could call or text and see how they're doing. And not only does this help them feel seen and cared for, now you've created an instant connection with a real person on your difficult day. So if we're having a grumpy day at the grocery store, say, for example, maybe focus on the cashier and ask them genuinely about their day. After all, they're the ones stuck at work, right? So the possibilities really are endless, and they're all around us. Even though they seem cheesy, these are the things that make the difference. So the possibilities are all around us, including in dating. Now, I know this is a trickier area to loneliness, but the same method can really be applied here. If we're tired of not being asked out on a Friday night, what's stopping us from doing the asking out? Why can't we ask somebody out on a Friday night for a change? Or vice versa, if you're tired of being rejected, why can't we look for someone that maybe doesn't get asked out as much in our church, or in our friend group. So focusing on being the vaccination for our own loneliness and others is really so productive. And I'll say it again, it truly has the potential to change lives. Honestly. So in the same meeting, Elder Gong's wife, Susan Gong, said, "Don't give up, give more." And I loved this for so many areas of our lives. This really helped me that day with some different things. But I love this in regards to loneliness. If something isn't going our way, we need to think outside the box. Think outside of ourselves. Give more to every situation and every person that you meet. For some reason, I think as a culture, we've become a little bit self-centered. And I don't know about you guys, but I always assume that everyone's going to be okay because they have a phone. So when I see someone sitting alone, like my logic is literally, oh, they're just waiting for their friends, or oh, they're going to meet up with their friends, or their friends will be here any minute. And that is just not always the truth. Sometimes it is. Honestly, I've sat by someone before and then all of a sudden they have this huge friend group show up and it's super awkward and I'm sitting in the middle of all of them. Which is so ironic because in that situation, I was, I guess, the lonely person and I got immersed into a group. But that's not always the situation, and wouldn't we rather be safe than sorry? So we need to quit with the excuses and just take the chance. And it was so ironic that this was the message of this meeting, you guys, because when I had walked into this meeting, it was in a really big room. And I walked in the very back, so it was kind of empty back there. And granted, I was looking for my friend group. But in doing so, I passed a lot of people who were sitting by themselves. And having worked in a capacity in my own church where I tried to help people not feel so alone, that always makes me really sad. And I was kind of overwhelmed with how many people were sitting by themselves. So obviously I just said, well, you can't save everyone, McKatie, and I just kept doing my own thing. But there was a specific guy that was sitting on the very back row of the whole room, and I passed him twice while I was looking for my friends. And both times I had the thought that I should ask him to come sit with us. And obviously I'm human and I had all these thoughts racing through my head. I'm like, you don't know him. I don't want him to think I'm flirting with him. He probably doesn't want to be bothered. He looks like someone that doesn't want to talk. I don't know. And so I didn't do it. And so you can imagine how bad I felt when this was the subject of the meeting and I should have asked him. And also, lo and behold, when the meeting started, they asked people to come fill in the front row. And you better believe he was the first one to book it up there. And I was like, well, there goes my excuse that he's afraid or not social or doesn't want attention drawn to him. And so I definitely learned a good lesson in that moment, you guys. I could have tried a little bit harder. And on the flip side, I had to leave a little bit early. And when I was leaving early, someone gave me a really nice compliment on my way out to the parking lot. And it made my whole day. And so not only did I not really feel like I deserved that, which I know isn't true, but it was a great comparison for me that just a simple act of kindness can really mean so much to somebody and it can change their whole day. So I wish that I would have chosen to be that for that person that day, but I didn't. And I was grateful that I had the experience that someone else did that for me so that I could realize that the small things do matter. So there will always be an opportunity for us to make someone feel seen, acknowledged, or cared for. And we just have to put in a little bit of effort. And in the end, ironically, it also makes us feel seen, acknowledged, and cared for. Spreading like the vaccination that it really should be. So I want to leave you guys with a quote from Jeffrey R. Holland in his last singles devotional address that he gave at Dixie State University. And he said, "Refuse to accept the world for what it appears to be. Shine the brightness of your hope on it and make it what it ought to be." So let's try not to sit in our loneliness, you guys. Let's be prayerful and proactive for ourselves and for others. Don't tell yourself that this is a lonely world. Be the cure for it. Take every opportunity we can to help others feel less lonely. So become the vaccination for this epidemic, and in turn, it will cure you too. So get to brainstorming today. and I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening to another episode of Single Saints Who Try. Follow us on social media or listen on any podcast platform. Comment on YouTube or DM us on Instagram for any single saint stories, insights, or questions. We'd love to hear more from you as a single saint who's trying. And don't forget to join us again next week for a new episode.